今天这个主日是这个月的第一个主日，所以按照我们教会的传统，我们会在今天这个主日来举行圣餐的圣礼。
Thank God, today is the first Sunday of our church. We would have our communion.
好，我们请大家起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up. Let's read a Bible.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十九节。二十三节起，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就掰开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍得，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。感谢神，神的话语我们就先读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的独生爱子主耶稣基督赐给我们。
Thank you, you give us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
让我们这凡是信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们就罪得赦免。
For those of us who trust him, we will sin be forgiven.
我们就不至灭亡，反得永生。
We are not perished, but have eternal life.
感谢主耶稣基督担负我们的罪，在十字架上成为赎罪祭。
Thank Jesus Christ bear our sin, and on the cross has become a sin sacrifice.
感谢神给我们有这样得救的信心，让我们仅仅因着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的一切，我们就得着灵魂的救恩。
Thank God, God gave us the face of salvation, that by trust what Jesus accomplished on the cross, we have our salvation of our soul.
主耶稣在十字架上受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活，也让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们就不再成为罪和死亡的奴隶，我们就得着永远的生命。
Jesus Christ died and buried and third day raised from the dead, so that who of us trust him will no longer be sin, the slave of sin and death, and we have eternal life.
感谢主耶稣基督在临上十字架的那前一夜设立圣餐，让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人常常借着领受圣餐来思想主耶稣基督为我们所成就的。
Thank Jesus the day before he go on to the cross and set up this communion, so that those of us by taking the communion we can remember what Jesus have done for us.
也让我们借着领受圣餐，我们来盼望，我们来思想主耶稣基督还会再来。
As through the communion, we will hope and looking forward the second come of Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣告诉我们，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
Jesus teaches us that people live not by the food alone, but by the word of God.
主耶稣也告诉我们，人不要为着地上的食物劳力，人要去为着那真正生命的粮食而劳力。
And Jesus also teaches us to not labor for the food, earthly food, but we should labor for the bread of life.
主耶稣告诉我们，他自己就是这生命的粮食。
And Jesus told us he himself is the bread of life.
我们今天领受圣餐，领受主耶稣基督的身体，也领受主耶稣基督的宝血。
Today we take the communion. We take the body of Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ.
这就是我们生命的粮食。
And this is the bread of life.
借着主耶稣基督的身体和宝血，我们不仅罪得赦免，我们更是得着永远的生命的供应。
Through his body and his blood, we not only sin be forgiven, we also have the eternal provision of our life.
在我们领受圣餐的时候，我们不仅仅是思想啊，我们得到何等的恩典，何等的宝贵的生命的粮食，我们更是要思想耶稣为我们所做的。
When we take the communion, we not only think about how great grace we have seen and the blessing we have seen, we also think and meditate what Jesus has done for us.
我们还要纪念主耶稣基督的再来。
We also remember the second come of Jesus Christ.
魔鬼撒旦的谎言，这个世界上各种的诱惑试探，就是要把我们的眼睛从耶稣那里移开。
Satan's deceived this world want to take our side away from Jesus Christ.
让我们许许为许许多多生命当中不重要的事情去忧愁、去忧虑甚至去短暂的快乐。
So take our side away and put our worries, our concerns, all those temporary things, or maybe temporary joy.
感谢神设立这圣餐，让我们所有在耶稣基督里的人常常领受圣餐，让我们的眼睛，让我们的思想，让我们的心智重新聚焦在主耶稣基督身上。
Thank Jesus set up this communion. So from the time to time when we take this communion, so we will refocus ourselves on Jesus Christ.
这才是我们生命当中真正最重要的事情。
And that is the most important thing in our life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你用你的慈神爱所把我们一再的带领到主耶稣基督圣餐的面前。
Thank you, use your strength and love, pull us into the table of the communion.
让我们的心思意念让我们的头脑意志，让我们从这个世界上各种各样的声音、各种各样的谎言、各种各样的诱惑试探当中能够清醒过来，能够回转到主耶稣基督面前。
So our mind, our heart can turn away from the earthly thing and back to Jesus Christ.
让我们来思想耶稣基督为我们所成就的。
And we can meditate what Jesus has accomplished for us.
让我们也思想主耶稣基督会再来。
And also think about that Jesus will come again.
对我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，这一切被主耶稣基督的血所洁净、所赎买回来的人，主耶稣再来的日子就是我们大喜的日子。
And for those of us who are cleansed by Jesus Christ, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is the most joyful moment for us.
但同样也提醒我们，圣经也同样的告诉我们，如果我们退后，如果我们信心软弱，那主就不喜悦我们。
And also remind us that Jesus will not pleased if we pull back, if we weak in our faith.
感谢神，神知道我们都是尘土所造的人，我们是信心渺小，我们常常的动摇，所以主就借着这圣餐来加添我们的生命，来供应我们生命的粮食。
Thank God that God knows that we are made of dust. And often we are weak in our faith. So through this communion, God provide us the life.
愿我们今天所有在主耶稣基督里的人，愿我们所有被耶稣的宝血所赎买回来的人，借着这圣餐，让我们得着生命的粮食，让我们的软弱能够变刚强，让我们的信心能够得到坚立，让我们的心中的喜乐，从神来的喜乐，能够成为我们的力量。
Thank God, may God use this communion so all of us in Him, through this communion, our weak can turn to be strong, our faith be established, our joy be full.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.好，我们现在请服侍的弟兄帮我们来传递主的身体和宝血。因为疫情的关系所以我们这个饼和杯是一次传递。
We have this brother and sister to pass the service this communion, and because of COVID situation, we have the cup and bread will pass in the same package.
我们邀请已经受洗和受浸的弟兄姊妹与我们一起来领受圣餐。 如果你还没有受洗或者受浸, 我们邀请你来观礼。
We invite all those who already been baptized to participate this communion. If you haven't baptized, we ask you to observe this communion.
领受圣餐的时候呢，我们可以暂时的把口罩取下来。咱们领受完圣餐之后，我们可以再次把口罩戴起来。我们先来祷告。Let's
pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。Our Father,
we thank you.
我们来到你的面前，我们实在是看见神的慈爱，看见神的恩典。We
come to your presence. We really see your love and your grace.
我们也承认我们是这样的软弱，我们是这样的没有力量，我们的信心常常的动摇。We
have to confess that we are so weak and face shaking.
感谢神，你怜悯我们，你供应我们生命的粮食。Thank
God you have mercy upon us. You provide the bread of life to us.
愿圣灵带领我们，让我们借着这手中的杯和饼。 让我们得着生命的粮食, 让我们的罪被耶稣基督的宝血所洁净。
Thank God through this communion, may we have the bread of life, a sin of cleansing by Jesus Christ.
让每一个人, 我们的信心能够站立在神话语的根基上面, 能够有根有基。
And every one of our faith can be founded in the word of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。Such
a prayer in name of Christ.
Amen. 好，我们一起来领受主的身体和宝血。 请弟兄姊妹，在领受完这个圣餐之后呢，可以重新把口罩再戴起来。
Let's put back our masks after we take the communion.
我们来祷告。Let's
pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。Our
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
愿这普天下所有神的选民、神的儿女。 都用心灵和诚实把一切的感谢、赞美、荣耀都归给至高的神。
May all your children on the earth that gave this glory to God.
愿主耶稣基督，愿此刻坐在宝座上那曾经被杀的羔羊得着一切的荣耀。
May Jesus Christ, the Lamb who was to be slain, have all the glories.
愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们每一个人的心板上面，让我们得着这生命的粮食。May
Holy Spirit put the word of God into our heart so that we have the bread of life.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光，照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗当中。May
word of God become a lamp upon feet, light upon paths, and light us so we not fall in the darkness.
愿神加添我们的信心和力量，让我们还在这世界上的时候，让我们行事为人与我们所蒙的恩典能够相称。May
God add our faith and strength, so while we still live on this earth, so our life is worthy of the grace we have received.
我们知道主耶稣基督再来的日子近了。We
know that the coming of Jesus Christ is at near.
对所有得救的人，那是大喜的日子，是主耶稣基督来接我们回天家的日子。
And for those who have a salvation, that's a great moment that Jesus take us back to a heavenly home.
但是对所有仍然在最终仍然啊、在悖逆顽梗当中，那是可怕审判的日子。
And for those who are still in rebellious and in sin, that's a terrifying judgment day.
愿圣灵保守我们，让我们在这末后的光景，在主耶稣基督再来的日子临近的时候，让我们每一个人都不跌倒，不失脚，不染上瑕疵，让我们都可以欢欢喜喜的有一天来面对我们的救主。
May Holy Spirit keep us in this end of day that we are not stumbled and we are in the day we can meet our Savior with rejoice.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 好，接下来有服侍的弟兄帮我们来收哇，这个我们手中的杯。在我们回收手中杯的时候呢，我们可以一起来唱一首回应的诗歌。
麻烦调到第一首歌，你坐着为王，然后让我们一起用这首诗歌前两页来。起来，
主耶和华满有怜悯和恩典，我投靠在你翅膀荫下。当我回转，一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨必欢呼喜乐。你坐着为王，到永永远远。随洪水翻腾，我坚定仰望你。你坐着为王，垂听我呼求，使我灵苏醒，有复活的生命。
感谢神，我们的圣餐的圣礼就到这里结束了。
This is in our Holy Communion.
那么如果有需要回到主日学的儿童青少年们，可以回到各自的主日学当中。
Children, you can go back to your Sunday school.
感谢神，我们今天再一次在这个主日的清晨，我们来思想神的话语。
Thank God, today we continue to study the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's read the Scripture.
我们看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读《约翰福音》14:6.
Let's look at John 14:6.
约翰福音14:6起。耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，成为道路、真理、生命。
We thank you, you sent Jesus Christ to become the way, the truth, and the life.
让我们这一切信靠耶稣基督的人，让我们能够到天父上帝那里去，与神和好。
So that all we trust in Jesus Christ, we can go to our heavenly Father and be reconciled with Him.
主耶稣告诉我们，他所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus teaches us His word is a spirit, is the life.
愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们的心板上面。让我们被神的话语所光照和带领。
May Holy Spirit put the word of God into our heart, so we'll lead by the word of God.
让我们真正得着那上帝要所要赐给我们的那生命，真实的生命。
So we have the life, the true life that God want to give us.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
这短短的一节经文呢？我们已经在两次主日信息当中，我们已经来思想、来查考。
We have spent two Sunday for this scripture.
那么今天是最后一次来继续来思想这样的一句话。
And today is the last one that will continue to study this scripture.
那么我们在第一次来思想耶稣说我就是道路、真理、生命的时候，我们特别来看到耶稣这样的一条道路是怎样的道路。
And when we think about when Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life," we think what the way that Jesus is.
我们怎样来评价一条道路的好与坏呢？
How do we judge a way is good or bad?
最最重要的指标是这条路会把我们带向哪里？
Most importantly, where this way leads us.
如果这条路把我们带向毁灭，那这条路修得再漂亮、再平坦，那都是一条非常糟糕的路。
If this way is lead to destruction, no matter how this way is beautifully built, constructed, but that way would be a bad way.
但是主耶稣基督这条路是把我们带到天父上帝那里去。
But Jesus Christ, the way he leads us to the Heavenly Father.
那么这条路，在我们第一次来查考这句话的时候。我们会看到这条路可能往往不像很多人心里所想的是一条发财之路。
And like we discussed, that this way may not like a lot of people think about. It's a way of leads to prosperity.
也可能不像很多人心中所期望的，是一条让我在这个世界上能够成功、能够做人上人之路。
And also, this is not way that like many people may expect it, the way lead to success. So I'm become somebody.
那么这条路更是让我们看到，它不是一条轻松的路。
And also, we said this way actually it's not a easy way.
很多人来信靠、来跟从耶稣，就以为啊自己进了保险箱啊，自己进了这个温室。
And a lot of people come to Jesus and they think they are in the safe box and in the greenhouse.
但是主耶稣基督告诉我们，凡要跟从他的，要舍己，要背十字架，这是一条十字架的路。
And but Jesus Christ teaches us, whoever want to follow him, have to deny ourselves and take up our cross. So this is a way of a cross.
但这是一条最美好的路。
But at the same time, it is a most beautiful way.
让我们能够与造我们的主、与造物主和好。
That lead us to reconciliation with our Creator.
那么我们也思想，耶稣基督是真理，他给我们带来真理。
And also we studied that Jesus Christ is the truth. He gave us the truth.
我们很多弟兄姊妹对耶稣基督的教训已经非常非常熟悉。
Many of us may be very familiar with the teaching of Jesus Christ.
但是一个更重要的问题，我们愿意活在真话当中、真理当中，还是我们更愿意活在谎言当中？
But the question for us is, are we willing to live in truth, or are we more willing to live in a falsehood?
非常遗憾的是，今天很多人愿意活在谎言当中，不愿意面对真相。
Unfortunately, today a lot of people want to live in a delusion, a falsehood, don't want to face the truth.
但圣经告诉我们，上帝是诚信真实的。一个活在谎言当中的人是没有办法认识真实诚信的上帝。
But Bible teaches us that God is a truth, and a person living a falsehood, a lie, they cannot have no God.
圣经的话，耶稣基督的教训，有时候会刺痛我们。有时候会让我们心里好像似乎很受伤，但是那是真话，那不是谎言。
And teaching of Jesus, the Bible, sometimes could hurt us and hurt our feelings, but that's a truth, it's not a lie.
今天这个世界上有很多的谎言，可能让我们听起来很舒服，看我们让我们越听越想听，但是那些谎言会把我们带到哪里去呢？
Today this world there's a lot of lies like make you comfortable and we like to hear those lies but what those lies will lead us to.
耶稣他是真理，但是对于我们来说，很多人对耶稣的话很熟悉，但是最最重要的问题，我们要真的愿意活在真理当中吗？
Jesus is the truth and a lot of us very familiar with Jesus' teaching but the true most important is are we willing to live in the truth.
好，我们今天接下来思想耶稣基督说我就是生命。
Today we'll study that Jesus said I am the life.
或者再说的具体一点，耶稣带来一个人真正应该拥有的生命。
Or put another way, that Jesus bring us a life that a person truly should have.
换句话说就是，哎呀，我要真的活得像一个人，我真的拥有一个人应该拥有的生命，那我必须要只有从耶稣那里得到这样的生命。
Basically says if I truly live a life a people, a person supposed to have,Then I have the only way is come to Jesus. He is the life.
我有时候常常听见有些人讲这样的话。
And I often heard people saying like this.
比如说有些人看到，这些食物啊，这些饭菜呀，太廉价了。有些人就会说，哎呀，这哪是人吃的东西啊？
For example, some people see some food. The food probably is too simple, too cheap, and they would say, "Oh, this food is not really for people, for a person to eat."
我不知道有没有人听过有人讲这样的话。
I don't know if anyone of us hear this type of saying.
有人摇头，有人点头啊。那这说明可能我吃的东西，经常会听到这样的评价吗？OK。那也我也听到有人说，哎呀，你住这样的地方，哎呀，这哪是人住的地方呢
？And also hear the saying that if people see some place that oh you live there such a place is really not a place for people to, for a person to live.
有一次我带一个朋友去我家里啊，然后一开到我住的那一片，那个朋友他就慢慢就说出一句话，哎呦，你这里好像，好像不像有钱人住的地方哎。
And one time I take a friend to my neighborhood and he just kind of I was approached there. He said, well, this neighborhood doesn't look like rich people live.
我在想，哎呦，你的有钱两个字是不是临时加上去的？
And I'm just wondering if the rich or have money you added to it.
Okay. 他说，哎呦，你这穿的是什么东西啊？你这哪是人穿的东西啊？
And sometimes we hear people says,the clothing you wear is so poor, it's not like for people to wear.
哎呦，你去那家店买东西啊？哎呦，那不是人去的地方哦。
And you go to that store to buy stuff, that really not people supposed to go.
你看去那都什么人去啊？你怎么去那儿买东西
？Looking at what kind of people went to those type of store to get a place, get a stuff.
如果在座的弟兄姊妹，你没有听到有人对你讲这样的话，那可能你可能对你来说是好事情啊。
If you haven't heard this type of saying, maybe a good things for you.
但是我有时候听到人讲这样的话啊，但不一定说我了。但是就是有人会听到有人讲这样的话，你这吃的不是人吃的，那穿的不是人穿的，住的不是人住的。
And basically, that I do hear this type of saying, and not necessarily speak of me. Basically, people saying, oh, the food is too poor, quality poor, house quality is too poor.Or clothing is too poor is not really meant for people.
你一定要有这些东西啊，你才活得像一个人呐。
And in other words, you have to have such a so and so, then you live like a person.
哎呀，那个你有没有试一下？哎，有没有拥有过？有没有尝试过？哎呀，你不试一下，你不拥有怎么行呢？你这是不像个人该过的日子啊。
And certain things have you ever tried? Have you ever possessed?If you don't try, if you don't possess, then you really not live a life that a person is supposed to live.
你一定要怎样，你才不枉此生呐。
And you have to be so and so, so that you are not waste of your life.
其实很多人呢，对这样的一个问题都有自己的答案，就是说我怎样活的才像一个人。
And everyone actually, almost they have their own answers. That how do I live? Then I'm live like a person, like a man.
我在这地上的一生，我要怎样过，我才是不枉此生。
How do I spend my life so that I'm not wasting of my life?
我才说，哎，我活得像个人样。
And then I say that I live like a man.
很多人对这样的问题，他都有自己的答案。
Everyone have their answers to these questions.
后来我一想哈，哎，我想，当耶稣在这个世界上的时候，耶稣吃什么样的东西呢？
But when I think about Jesus Christ, when he is on earth, what kind of food he ate?
最简单的食物。
Probably the most simple food.
在今天有些人看来，那是最廉价的，这哪是人吃的东西啊？
Maybe that food in today's world view, a lot of people look at it as the most cheap food. It's not like people are supposed to eat.
耶稣在这个世界上的地方，耶稣住怎样的房子呢？
And what kind of house that Jesus lived?
耶稣说很遗憾，他在这个世界上他没有房子，人子连枕头的地方都没有，连地上的狐狸都有个洞，有个窝。耶稣说我连枕头的地方都没有。
And unfortunately, Jesus said, even the fox has the hole and their home, but I don't have a place to lay on my head.
那今天有些人如果看到耶稣，就说：“哎呦，这哪是人过的日子啊
！”And today, some of us look at Jesus and probably will say, "Well, this is not really life a person should live."
这哪活得像个人样啊
？It's not live like a person.
其实不仅耶稣这样啊，当时跟从耶稣的门徒也这样啊。
It's not like Jesus. Actually, his followers, disciples are like that too.
那到底是耶稣的生命真正的活得像一个人，还是没有活得像一个人呢？
But whether Jesus' life is truly lived like a person or is not lived not like a person.
耶稣基督在这世上的时候，他所彰显出来的生命是最美好，最美好，是人性之光能够达到的最美好的生命，就是耶稣这个样子。
And Jesus actually on earth lived a life that demonstrated a life a human can live to the utmost beautiful life that we can live.
我们这些被神所拯救、被神所呼召拣选的人，上帝在我们生命中有上帝最美好的计划。
And for those of us who were called and saved by God.God has the most beautiful plan in us.
上帝要把我们磨成耶稣基督的样子。
And God want to model us in the format of Jesus Christ.
也就是说，让我们真正活得像一个人，像一个神儿子的生命。
In other words, we want us to live a life that truly like the Son of God.
但是有些人可能觉得，哎呦，耶稣，你那吃的是什么东西啊？不像人吃的。你那住的什么地方啊？不像人住的。
Somebody could say what Jesus said to Jesus, okay, what you the food you eat is not like people are supposed to eat. The place you live is not supposed a person is supposed to live.
但是耶稣活出了最美最美的生命，人的生命。
But Jesus indeed lived a the most beautiful, life.
到底什么是生命，或者到底是什么是人应该活出来、人应该拥有的生命，到底是什么样子
？So what is life, or in the other way, what is the life that a person supposed to have？
几年前，有一个很大的一个新闻，就是，一个非常有钱的人啊，爱因斯坦，他有自己的私人飞机，他有自己的岛啊，然后啊，他在那个岛上和他的那帮有钱人的朋友。去做一些非常非常邪恶、非常非常污秽、败坏的事情。
A couple of years ago, we know this event with the person called Epstein, and he is a rich person. He has his own island, and also in the island, he and his wicked friend together do all kind of wicked things.
后来他这个罪行呢暴露了，然后就被关在监狱里，结果他在监狱里就死了。
And later on, his criminal act is exposed, and he was put in jail, and he died in jail.
就如果他这个罪行没有暴露，那这个爱因斯坦那样的生命，在人看来，哎呦，你看他吃的东西，那才真是人吃的。
If he is not in the exposed situation, then abstain his life. Maybe some people said, hey, look, the food he eats is really the food that people are supposed to eat.
Wow. 吃的哇，享受的，住的地方，穿的东西，用的哇，太好了哇！这是真的人，人就应该过这个日子。
And the place he lived, and the food he eat, and the style lifestyle was so great. This is the life that people are supposed to have.
如果他的这种罪行没有暴露的话，他可能是很多人心目当中成功，生命的一个榜样。
If his criminal actor is not exposed to the public, he probably, he actually indeed was a lot of people's idol of a success.
他有自己的飞机耶，他有自己的岛耶。
He has his own private jet. He has his own island.
但他真的活得像一个人吗？
But is he truly, was he truly live like a person?
他跟他那些有钱的朋友真的活得像一个人吗？
And he and his rich friend, are they really live a life like a person?
他们真的拥有可以称为人应该拥有的生命吗？
They truly own a person, a life a mankind should own.
我觉得这些人不配称为拥有人的生命，他们是禽兽，他们是魔鬼。
I think those people are not worthy to call they have a human life. They are beasts. They are.
可能有些弟兄姊妹对阿波斯兰的丑闻不太了解，不太了解 OK 了，不用去了解，没有必要了解，那是人性中最丑陋的事情，这些人就行那样的事。
Maybe some of us do not familiar with the criminal act that they has, the Epstein's friend, and that's fine. You don't need to know that. Just know that what they're doingthe most wicked action that people can commit.
耶稣说，我就是生命。
And Jesus said, I'm the life.
也就是说，这个生命就专指人的生命啊，就是说，一个真正的人活出一个人的样子，拥有人的生命，只有在耶稣那里才能得到。
And Jesus said, I'm the life. Basically said, I'm the life. The life is that a person, a manshould truly have. This life you only can get from Jesus Christ.
你不管耶稣在这个地上的时候他吃的东西啊，在你看来可能不像人吃的，住的地方在你看来可能不像人住的，但是他是最美好的生命，是每一个人都应该拥有像耶稣那样的生命。
Jesus lived the life is the most beautiful life is every person supposed to have. And doesn't matter what food he eats, what place he lives.
那么怎样的人才算作人，或者人应该有一个怎样的生命才可以被称为人呢？
And what kind of person can man can be called man, or what kind of life he's supposed to have, then he worthy to call a man or person?
在创世纪一章二十七节，圣经告诉我们，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
And in Genesis, God teaches us He created us according to His image, and He created man and woman according to His image.
圣经也告诉我们，啊，神是一个灵，神的形象不是指神啊，神在这个物理上、物质上长成一个什么样子，神是一个灵。
And God, Bible also teaches God is a spirit, and God's image is not meant to be a physical type of image.
啊，那么圣经告诉我们，神的形象是什么？就是我们每一个。啊，被耶稣所拯救的人，我们成为新造的人，我们有神的形象，就是真理的仁义和圣洁。
And the Bible also teaches for those of us who are saved by Jesus Christ, and we have the image of God, and we have the truth and goodness in us.
就是真理的仁义，就是在真理里面的爱。
And the goodness or kindness in truth is that in the love in the truth.
然后有圣洁，有公义，有这样的生命。
And also have a holiness and a justice. Such a, that's a life.
所以这就是人，人你要活出神的形象，你才被称为一个人，你有人应该有的生命。
So that's what called a person, a man. that you live according to the image of God, then you have the true life that you're supposed to have.
那么神的形象到底是什么？是真理的仁义和圣洁。
So the image of God is basically is the holiness and the truth and the kindness.
那么在创世纪二章七节，圣经告诉我们，神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
And Genesis also said God created us with dust, but God breathed into us, so we become a living soul.
所以一个人要在上帝的眼中要看作，哎，这是一个人，这是一个活人，他就是有神赐给他的灵。
So in God's sight, if this person is a living being, then he has to have the spirit that God breathed into him.
那么在创世纪接下来告诉我们，当人的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后，他们的后裔，这个世上的人，终日思想的，脑袋里想的全都是罪。
And Genesis also teaches as their ancestor Adam and Eve fall, and afterward, the mankind all day they can think about is the sin.
结果神这时候就说，这些人属血气的人，我们的灵就不能再在他们里面了。
And then God said, all those people are of flesh, therefore our spirit cannot be in them.
所以神的灵离开了人，然后这时候死亡就临到了人，所以人的寿数就是一百多岁，120岁，最多了。
And the spirit of God lived mankind, so we become a died soul, and also our life actually can limit. 120 years old, probably.
所以在上帝的眼中看，一个人他没有活出真理的仁义和圣洁，没有活出人的样子。一个人他身上神赐给他的灵已经离开他，那这个人就死了。
So in God's sight, when the spirit of God is left, then he is a dead being.
那么，所以我们在上一次。这个信息当中我们来思想，就像一朵花你把它从地上摘下来插到你的花瓶里面，这个花在花瓶里面可能还会开几天，但事实上这个花已经死了。
And just like last time we have mentioned that just like a flower you pick them up and put it in your vessel and in your jar and it may still like browsing for a couple of days butIn reality, he's dead.
所以圣经告诉我们，当人堕落犯罪之后，神就说他的灵要离开人了，因为人每天想的都是罪。
So when we fall, there, God said His spirit will not with us because we all day we can think of is sin.
所以人必须是有灵，有神所赐的灵才是活人。
And so in here we can see a person has to be has the spirit.Then he is the living being.
当上帝的灵离开了人之后，那人虽然还可以呼吸，还可以活动，甚至还可以思考，但在上帝的眼中看，他已经没有生命了，已经没有人应该拥有的那个生命。
But when the spirit departed, God, spirit of God departed us. Even we still can breathe, we still can reasoning, we still can moving. But in God's sight, he's no longer a living being.
所以在罗马书三章二十三节，圣经告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And Romans 3:23 is all have a sin and fall short of the glory of God.
雅各书一章十五节，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
And James 1:15 said, desire conceived and give birth to sin, and the sin then full grown brings forth the death.
哥林多前书十五章二十二节，在亚当里众人都死了。
And 1 Corinthians 15:22 said, all dead in Adam.
以弗所书二章一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中了。
Ephesians also talk about you, which us, were all died in the trespasses.
所以在上帝的眼中看，就这些所有活在过犯罪恶当中的人，这些人已经失去了人的生命，也就换句话说，这些人其实死了。
And so in God's sight, all those who are living in sin and transgressions, they all, in God's sight, they are, don't have the life that is supposed to be, and in God's sight, they are dead.
而耶稣基督来是要给我们带来真正的生命，也就是说让我们在上帝的眼中又真正活过来。
But Jesus comes, he wants to bring us the life. In other words, in God's sight, we will live, become a living being again.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
那么在约翰福音的一章四节，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
And John 1:4, he said, in him was life, and the life was the light of a man.
主耶稣说，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
And Jesus also said, the thief come will be to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and I have come that they may have a life, and have a life abundant.
那么这个羊当然指的就是人了，耶稣要给我们带来生命。
And Jesus here is used a parable said that the sheep, and but the sheep of course referred as us.
所以耶稣当耶稣讲这句话的时候，我们要明白，那么如果耶稣不给我们生命，我们就没有生命。
And so when we read this scripture, we have to understand, if Jesus does not give us a life, then we don't have a life.
所以耶稣说他要让人得生命，那句话就是说，如果他不让人得生命，或者他不来，那人其实是没有生命。
And when he said they may have a life, they may have a life, basically said he come to give us life, but if he does not come, he did not come, or he do not give us the life, then we don't have a life.
所以我们刚才我们从圣经的经文看到，什么才是人可以被称为人的生命，就是你有神所赐给你的灵在你的生命中，你才算是活的。
And so when we look at the scripture we just read, and we think about what it means that you have a life, is that you have the spirit that God gave to you, then you will be the living being.
但是圣经也确实告诉我们，当人终日思想全是罪的时候，当人所有人都犯罪的时候，那神说他的灵就不能永远在人里面了。
And the Bible also teaches when people full of a sin, then God said, our spirit cannot be with them.
所以圣经也就告诉我们，事实上所有在罪和过犯当中的人，在上帝的眼中看，这些人都死了，因为神的灵不在他们当中了。
Hence the Bible also teaches us that all the people in sin and transgressions, in God's sight, they all died because God's spirit is no longer be with them.
而主耶稣基督来，就让我们要得着那真正人应该有的生命，让神的灵再一次来到我们的心里。
And Jesus Christ come to give us the life that we supposed to have, and make the Spirit of God again to enter us.
所以我们在上帝眼中，我们又是有灵的活人了。我们又活出，又可以活出神的形象，就是真理的仁义和圣洁。
And in God's sight, then again we become a living being.And we can live a life that was truth, goodness.
那么耶稣带给我们的生命，在上帝眼中看，才真正是一个人应该有的生命，这才是真正真实的生命。
The life that Jesus brings to us is the true life that a person is supposed to have, that in God's sight.
在我们上一次主日信息当中，我们来思想到底什么是真实，什么是虚幻。
In lastSunday's message, we studied what is the truth and what is the falsehood.
也就是说，那些短暂的、那些会改变的、那些无法存留到长久永恒的，那就是短暂的，那就是虚幻的，那就是不真实的。
And but those are temporal and cannot last forever. Those things are a falsehood. It's temporal, and it's a falsehood. It's not true.
但是什么是真实的呢？就是那真正能够不变的，能够存到永远的，那才是真正的真实的。
And what is the true truth or true is that the things that will never change will last to eternity, and that will be a truth.
所以我们说耶稣给我们是真实的生命，不是短暂，不是虚幻的生命。这个真实的生命耶稣给我们是让我们有永远的生命。
And that's what we said, Jesus gave us the life, that's a true life, that life lasts forever, that's eternal life.
那么在约翰福音的六章啊，这里记载就是当时有很多人离开了耶稣。
In John chapter 6, it recorded an event at that time that a lot of people departed Jesus.
因为耶稣在这前面对这些人就说，你们不要为地上的食物劳力啊，你们要去追求那从天上来生命的粮食。
Because at that time, before that, Jesus said, "Do not labor for the earthly food; you got to pursue the bread of life from the heaven."
那接下来耶稣就说耶稣就说他自己啊，我就是这生命的粮食。
And then he said, Jesus continued to say, "I am the bread of life."
那么这些人就不喜欢听耶稣讲这样的话，这些人就离开耶稣。
And the people don't like his what Jesus said, so a lot of them depart from him.
啊。那所以这就是我们看到约翰福音的六章六十六到六十八节，这里说六十六节很多人都走了，包括耶稣的门徒当中很多人都走了。
So that's what we see in the scripture 66 said a lot of people, including a lot of his disciples, left him.
那么耶稣就问那十二个门徒，你们也要去吗
？And then asked, Jesus asked his 12 disciples, said, "Do you also want to leave me?"
这时候西门彼得就回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
And but Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom should we go? You have the word of eternal life."
所以跟从耶稣、信靠耶稣，为什么呢
？So we can see what to for what we follow and trust Jesus.
因为要得永生。
Because we want to have eternal life.
啊，不仅仅是为了这得到这地上的食物，我们要得到那真正永远的生命，那个生命才是真正真实的。
It's not that we want to just want to the bread of life.Bread on this earth, but we want to have this eternal life. That life is a true.
那么，约翰福音的十一章二十五到二十六节，耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And John chapter 11 verse 25 and 26 is Jesus said, "I'm the resurrection and the life, and who believes in me, even though he die, he shall live."
凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗
？And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe that？
我们在今天上午的成人主日学当中，我们来查考这个约翰一书。
In the Sunday school today, we studied the First John.
约翰一书二章二十五节非常宝贵的一句话：神的应许就是永生。
And the First John chapter 2:25, there's a very precious scripture said, "The promise of God is eternal life."
所以圣经中有写了很多上帝给我们这些神的儿女神的百姓信他的人各种各样的应许
and the Bible put a lot of a promise that God gave to those his people
但是最最重要的或者说所有这些应许都指向一个最重要最终的应许是什么就是永生
but the most important promise or you can put this way all the other promise that ultimately point to thisVery important, the utmost promise that is eternal life.
所以耶稣就是耶稣要给我们的生命，最真实的生命，永远的生命。
That's what Jesus wants to give to us, the true life and eternal life.
那我们知道我们有永生，我们得到这样的生命，啊，跟我们在地上的日子有什么关系呢
？So if we know that we have this eternal life, then is that has anything to do with our earthly life?
有很大的关系。
And there's a great relationship.
有一次呢，就是有一个基督徒姊妹跟她的未婚夫，就是堵在一个这个火车站里。
And one time, a Christian and his fiance was stuck in a train station.
然后。他们要搭一个火车，但是已经在那里堵了好几个小时了，就是人山人海，然后又是嘈杂呀，空气污浊呀。
They supposed to take a train, but because delay or whatever, they stuck in the train station. People, a lot of people, and noisy and bad smelling and all those things.
然后他这个未婚夫呢，是。跨洋来看他，所以未婚夫很辛苦，然后这个姊妹又很心疼，然后一直在这里熬了几个小时，就心里就崩溃了，就很难受，很难受。
And the sister, his fiance, actually is come from overseas to come to visit her. So stuck in this type of situation, she feels very bad about it, and she almost like a collapse.
然后他就打电话给他的一个好朋友，就倾诉，他说：“哎呀，怎么办呢？我觉得我跟我未婚夫困在这里，哎呀，你哇，太可怕这个环境，哎呀，这几个小时熬不下去了，我在。”
So basically, she called her best friend, and her girlfriend said, "Complain about this whole safe situation. This is so bad, the environment situation. I cannot handle it anymore."
然后这个姊妹就听他讲，哎，讲半天，然后这个姊妹最后就跟他说：“哎。” 你是不是忘了呀？你是有永生的人。
And her friend basically just hear her complain and for a while, and then she said to her, said, "Well, do you remember you are a person have eternal life?"
你的未婚夫也是有永生的人呐。
Even in that case, you just remember your fiance also have a Christian, he also have eternal life.
你在这里耽误个几个小时，算什么呢？你有永生呢。
So, what so big a deal if you're stuck here for a couple hours? Think about your person have an eternal life.
后来这个姊妹一听，哦，是的，是这样，我有永生呢。
And so the sisters come to realize, oh yes, that's true, I do have an eternal life.
后来她关起电话，她看这周围这一切，完全不一样了。
And hang on, telephone, and she looked at it around, seems everything's different now.
啊，这人山人海，这么多人的嘈杂，这么多，哎，看到有一种亲切感。
And the crowd, the noisy, and it's no longer so bad, and even feel kind of good.
哎呀，这个大爷大妈，哎呦，就像我的爷爷奶奶哎。
And then she started looking around in a way that look at the two old couple, he said, looks like my grandpa and grandma.
Oh, 你看这个农民，这个叔叔，这个婆婆，哎，就像我自己的舅舅舅妈哎。
And look at this farmer and look at this couple, it looks like my uncle and aunt.
他们说话也是这么大声的，他们身上也带着各种从乡村、从田野来的味道啊。
And they talk like my auntie and uncle, and they also have the smell come from the countryside.
完全不一样了。And
it's a completely different view.
所以一个对于一个有永生的人，或者对于一个知道自己有永生的人，这个世界上的坎坷，这个世界上的困境，对于他来说，这不是一个让人窒息绝望的一个黑暗的深渊，这是一个 美丽的风景。
And for those people who has know himself themselves as eternal life, and the difficulty in their life is not something desperate, a cliff leads to destruction, rather they just some kind of sin on the way.
他甚至可以带着感恩的心，他甚至可以带着一个感激的目光来看这些，来经历这些。
And he or she can look at all those difficulties, all the situations with grateful and with a grateful heart.
他甚至会产生，哎呀，这些让他本来觉得很头疼、很麻烦的身边的这些人，他一看我有永生，他看这些人，他甚至会有爱。
And he can look at the people that make him or her headache around him, and but he can look at them with a love.
所以，这就是耶稣要给我们的生命。And
this is the life that Jesus wants to give to us.
当我们拥有这样真实的生命，当我们真正知道我们是有永生的人，这完全改变了我们在这个地上短暂的一生。When
we have this life that Jesus gave to us, and we own this such a life, then our view of this earthly short life is completely changed.
没有必要再去为这些地上短暂的事情去愁苦。 去苦读、去怨恨、去绝望，没有必要再这样了。There's
no need for bitterness or complaint or hatred or desperate for the situation for those temporary earthly situation.
我是有永生的人。
Because I have eternal life.
所以当我们真正思想这一点，我们甚至可以效法耶稣去爱那些曾经伤害我们的人，去爱我们的敌人。
And when we have this, we can go further. We can follow Jesus to love those who hurt us and our enemies.
所以圣经形容那些得着这样，从耶稣那里得着这样真正生命的人，他们是怎样的人呢？他们羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
And Jesus, Bible describes those who have the life from Jesus Christ. It describes those people actually they desire a better heavenly home.
所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
And it said, therefore, God is not ashamed to be called God, their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
所以对于一个真正得着这永远生命的人来说，他在这个世界上，他就是一个充满盼望，甚至充满平安和喜乐的一个生命。
So for those who truly have this life, and his life actually is full of hope and full of joy.
我以前呢，就是，我见到过一些就是年老的、年长的一些主内的弟兄和姊妹。
And before I have a chance to meet some Christian brothers and sisters, old Christian brothers and sisters in Christ.
在他们那一代呢，他们曾经是因为信仰的缘故遭遇过很大的逼迫，就很多人就关到监牢里面了，就是十年啊，甚至几十年。
In their generation, in their time, a lot of them, because of their faith, they were put in the jail, 10 years, 20 years.
但是后来我碰到他们，他们跟我们讲他们以前在信因为信仰受的这些逼迫，我就感到没有苦读，没有埋怨，没有那种恨在他们的这个描述当中。
And when we meet them, when they share their experience when they were during go through the persecution, and I noticed that they don't have a bitterness, they don't have a hatred, they don't have a complaint.
所以我甚至不仅仅看到的他们是很轻松很自然的去讲这些，甚至还有一点幽默当他们讲这些事情的时候。
And when they discuss all those experiences, they're not only very relaxed and they also kind of present in a way in a humorous way.
当我碰到他们，我就想哇，这是怎样的一个生命啊。
And when I run into them, I've just marveled myself, what kind of life?
经历过那样的日子，
goes through such a difficult time,
但是他还是一个得胜者，
but is still victorious.
他就像一个去到很远的地方看遍大好的风景然后高高兴兴回家的人。
And he is like a go through a long journey and see all the beautiful scenery and then come back home.
然后他们唯一就是感谢神在他们的患难和逼迫当中对他们的保守和供应。
And all their thanks are grateful is God's protection and God's provision during the time of their suffering.
这就是耶稣要给我们带来的生命，永远的生命。
That is the life that Jesus wants to bring to us, the life of eternity.
当我们拥有这样的生命，我们真的就是在地如同在天。
When we have such a life, then our life will truly like live on earth, but as in the heaven.
那就是好的无比。
And that would be the most beautiful.
有些弟兄姊妹很不喜欢听这四个字，一搞就是好的无比，好的无比。
And some of them don't like it's nothing to compare with.
到底怎么好啊？你说说看呐。
And how good is that? Can you show me?
那只能诚实的讲，真的说不出来。
And to be honestly say, I cannot say it.
但是。你经历过的人你就知道。
But I think when you experience then you will know.
就是上个礼拜五晚上我们查经聚会，我听到一个弟兄做见证，就是在他最困难他家里最困难的时候，就是主内的弟兄那个时候很多年以前啊非常穷啊，他这家里没有被子了，后来那个主内的弟兄他把新摘下来的棉花弄出被子走几里路给他送到他们家里来。
And last Friday, I hear a brother give a testimony there in the old time at the very long time ago, their family actually don't have the blanket anymore in the winter time. And then brother in Christ actually used their newly harvested cotton to make a blanket and walk a long distance to send it to their home.
他们的血缘上没有什么关系。
And they don't have a relationship in terms of blood.
但他们有一个共同的主, 就是耶稣。
But they have the same Lord. That's.
后来我就说, 我说那一床被子, 比这个世界上所有的所谓的被子, 那珍贵无比。
And I'm thinking about that blanket probably is much, much more precious than a lot of the blanket we can see in the world.
我无法用语言去描述，当如果是你，你接到那样的被子，你心里是怎样的感受？你在这个世界上任何其他的地方，你经历过这样的爱吗？你尝过这样在基督里的恩典吗？
And I'm thinking about it, it's hard to describe. If you are the person, how to describe when you receive such a blanket? And any place, anywhere, can you ever receive this type of thing?
所以这就是我们在耶稣基督里所收获的。And
this is what we harvest in Jesus Christ.
我们看到耶稣对我们的爱，我们经历所有在基督里的肢体彼此相爱。And
we see the love of Jesus Christ, and we experience the body of Christ, the love within the body of Christ.
你经历你就知道。And
when you experience, you know it.
你尝过了以后，你就说我巴不得我天天就活在这样的。 爱中,
and when you taste it, and you will say, I want to live in such a love, such a life.
感谢神，我们今天来思想耶稣基督说他就是道路、真理、生命。我们来思想，为什么只有在耶稣那里才能得到生命？什么才是真正人应该拥有的生命？
Thank God, today we studied that Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. We think about what is the true life that a person is supposed to have.
我可能就是还要再花一次时间再来思想这一章的这一节的经文，因为我们还要思想在耶稣基督里的生命才是真正丰盛的生命。And
I want to spend a little more time to say that in Christ that life will be truly a life of abundance.
所以今天就是。 这个信息一开始我就说今天会是最后一次，但是到现在我又要向大家认错，这又不是最后一次了，还会有下一次，还是这一节经文。And
initially I said that in the beginning of today's sermon, I said that this would be the last sermon for this scripture, for this thing, but I have to say we have one more.
那么，而且在耶稣里基督的生命是丰盛的生命，更是喜乐的生命。
And the things we're going to talk about is the life in Jesus Christ is the life, abundant life, and that's a life full with joy.
是不是人讲过一句话，就是你跟这样在基督里，这种生命的、这种生成的、这种不会改变的、这种满足的喜乐来比的话。
And Spurgeon said, it compared with that your life you could have in Christ that would be so deep and so abundant.
你跟这个地上的所谓快乐来比的话，那地上的快乐简直就像一点点的微光跟太阳去比。
And if you compare this joy with like earthly short temporary joy, that comparison is just you compare a little dim light and compare with the sun.
也就像这个一滴水跟整个海洋去比。
It's just like a drop of water compared with the ocean.
所以这就是我们在耶稣基督里所得到的丰盛和喜乐的生命。
And that is the life we have in Jesus Christ, which is abundant and full of joy.
最后我们请大家起立，我们一起来读几处圣经的经文。
In closing, let's read a couple of scriptures.
好，我们一起来读路加福音的12章15节。Let's
read Luke chapter 12, verse 15.
路加福音12章15节起，于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”我们再来读马可福音8章35到37节，35节起。 因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？我们再来读约翰福音的五章十二节，人有了神儿子的生就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我们再来读诗篇第三十六篇九节，因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见光。我们来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you。
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督成为道路真理生命。
Thank you, you gave us your Jesus Christ is the way, the truth and the life。
让每一个人真正能够得着耶稣基督，得着神的儿子，我们才真正拥有生命。
So that we can truly have Jesus Christ, the Son of God, then we have the true life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 啊，弟兄姊妹，请坐。